Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
Looking for caller 8 right now, you guys. 585-252-9800. This is for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Kesha coming to Darien Lake July 31st. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. So your chance to win them before you can buy them. Breezy, you got 13 wins and 23 losses on the board.
Oh, I hate those odds.
A little bit of a dumpster fire, if you will. But honestly, I have a good feeling about this one today for you.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phones. Caller 8. PXY, who's this?
Alyssa.
Alyssa from Rochester, yes. I have good news for you this morning. You are caller 8!
That's a drum roll.
All right, Alyssa. The rules are simple here. You're going to go head-to-head with our girl, Breezy. There's a chance she's going to go 13 and 24 today. But you have five seconds on the clock to answer each question. And if you ended a tie with Breeze, you're going to get the win. Intern Joe's keeping track of the score this morning. Breezy, let's allow Alyssa 2 seconds to talk some trash really quick. Go ahead, Alyssa.
Oh, gosh, Breezy, you're going down.
So down.
She's always going down. And you know what? At the end of the day, she is going down. All right, Breezy, leave the room. And she's off. Okay, Alyssa, we're going to go to question number 1, okay?
Okay.
There she goes. Question 1. Which musician did Timothée Chalamet play, earning him a nomination for Best Actor at the 2025 Oscars? What musician did he portray?
Oh, gosh, I know this one, too. Bob Dylan.
Going with Bob Dylan. Let's go to question 2. What is the name of the space agency that explores space for the United States?
NASA?
Final answer?
Yes.
Okay. Question number 3. How many branches does the U.S. government have?
3.
Question number 4. Alyssa, which brand uses the slogan, "Strong enough for a man, made for a woman"?
Ooh. Huh.
3 seconds.
Is it Secret?
I can't tell you. Is that your final answer?
Final answer. I'm going Secret.
All right. We're going with Secret. And question number 5. Alyssa, what does IPA stand for?
A lot of
breweries in Rochester, New York. What does IPA stand for?
India Pale Ale.
Final answer?
Yes.
All right. That's 5 on the board right there. We're going to tally these up. Joe, why don't you let Breezy come into the room really quick? And here we go. All right, Breezy, why don't you go ahead and take a seat? You might have your work cut out for you this morning because our girl, Alyssa.
Got 7 out of 10.
4 out of 5 for Alyssa. Nice job, Alyssa.
I'll take it.
Okay, stay right there. We're going to get over to our girl, Breezy. I'll be right with you. Breezy, come on. I know you got it in you today.
I don't. I'm defeated before I even start.
All right, question number one. Breezy, which musician did Timothée Chalamet play, earning him a nomination for Best Actor at the 2025 Oscars?
What musician?
Yeah, he played the role of this iconic musician. Who was it?
Queen?
I think they already did that movie, but okay. Is that your final answer? You're just throwing in the towel real quick, huh? Okay.
But is it Bohemian Rhapsody or is that different?
No, that's not Timothée Chalamet.
So tough. Oh, I know what it is. It's Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan.
Question number two. What is the name? What is the name of the space agency that explores space for the United States?
NASA.
Question number three. How many branches does the U.S. government have?
Three.
Breezy, question four.
I failed my global region 7 times. If I don't know that, then we got some serious issues.
Question four, Breezy. Which brand uses the slogan, strong enough for a man, but made for a woman?
Bic? I don't know. I have no idea.
Going with Bic. And question number five. What does IPA stand for? Huge beer drinker. Huge craft girl over here. Breezy, 3 seconds on the clock.
I don't know.
Come on, I know you know
this. Intoxicated personal assistant? I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, we're going with intoxicated personal assistant. You got
assistant.
That?
Assistant.
Assistant. Yes, I don't think that makes a difference.
But I surely wrote it down, yes.
Hey, Alyssa.
Yes.
How do you think you did compared to Breezy?
You know, I think I did a little bit better.
Yeah, you would be correct. You just got yourself a ticket.
This is embarrassing. Yay! At this point. Let's stop doing this bit.
You want to walk through the board real quick? Alyssa, nice
walk,
job.
Don't run.
Question number one, yes. Bob Dylan was played by Timothée Chalamet, which got him a nomination for the Oscars. Question number two, yes, ladies, NASA is the agency that explores space for the U.S. of A. There are 3 branches of government. You both got that. Correct. Question four, what's the slogan, strong enough for a man but made for a woman? That would be degree. And then...
So degree makes secret.
Okay.
And then question number five, what does IPA stand for? Alyssa, you said India Pale Ale. That would be correct. And Breezy said what, intern Joe?
Intoxicated personal assistant.
Makes sense.
Right. That's so tough.
Because that's what we all need in our life.
Indian Pale Ale. Stupid.
So dumb. All right, Alyssa, who are you taking to the show with you to go see Kesha?
Probably my best friend.
She's going to have the best time.
That's
and
cute.
I know you are too. So get ready to go see her July 31st at Deering Lake. I need you to say, my name is Alyssa from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Alyssa from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
Did you want to congratulate our friend?
No, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Anybody ever have thoughts of robbing a bank? I think we all have. We just don't go through with it.
I don't think I ever have.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Have you, Joe?
I thought that was pretty normal.
I think that's normal.
All right. We're all on different wavelengths here.
The Monroe. No, are on the same one.
Yeah. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office recovered all $452,000 stolen in a bank robbery. This was on Monday in the town of Sweden. Made an arrest in the case. Sheriff Todd Baxter announced this yesterday, but he said deputies responded to the M&T Bank on 4th Section Road just outside the village of Brockport, which I believe, Joe, you bank at? This your bank?
Correct.
It is. I'm so glad you're safe. This was just before 4:10 p.m. When they got a report of a robbery. An armed suspect, it wasn't me, entered the bank.
Thank God.
Escorted.
Could you imagine when we come on the air? He's like, so I did it, guys. This is my last day. We're doing the show live from a prison cell.
This guy walks into the bank and escorts everybody in there into the bathroom.
Before, how big is that bathroom?
I don't know how many people were in the bank at the time, but then he forced the two employees to take him to the vault so he could steal all the money. I think my favorite part about this story was just how in awe Sheriff Todd Baxter was when it came to this robbery. Okay, he said this was an incredible bank robbery, you guys. Almost from a movie.
He's loving it.
And if you look at it, when you see the totality of it, it could be in a movie. The suspect then fled in a blue Honda Civic, which a concerned citizen spotted him doing 30 minutes later. He found a man wiping down the car, removing prints, and then taking the license plates off that Civic. Deputies then
He was
searched.
Acting like he had all the time in the world.
I mean, the guy had a plan. He, you know, and I'm going to give credit where it's due.
He got close.
What the hell? We're not going to reward bad behavior.
No, I'm not rewarding
He's like,
it.
I'm going to give him his flowers. He did a great job.
I'm just saying. So they found a GMC a short distance away behind the Tops in Hamlin, right?
Mm-hmm.
They found evidence from the robbery, plus recovered the stolen money, took two men into custody, charging one of them, John Savage, 49 of Rochester, is charged with first-degree robbery and second-degree grand larceny. Investigators do believe that GMC picked up the driver of the Honda after the Honda broke down while fleeing. You got to, if you're going to choose a getaway car, you got to inspect it before you use it. You know what I'm saying?
Rookie mistake.
Rookie mistake.
Let me do one with a hanging off muffler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Just because it has a nice spoiler doesn't mean it runs well. Anyone with video or information is asked to call 911, but charges for the second man could be coming very soon.
Mm, tough.
It's so tough.
These things happen.
Coming up on the show, what made you all of a sudden start feeling super old? 585-252-9800. The things that took place yesterday had me thinking, how the heck did we get here? How did we get here? I was just in Cancun, Mexico on spring break, dousing myself in Agua de Gio. How did we get here?
Baking himself in Crisco.
We'll talk about it coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Anyone else have intrusive thoughts on the daily? It's overwhelming sometimes.
It's probably very loud in your head.
What made you all of a sudden start feeling incredibly old? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. And I started realizing yesterday, you guys, that I'm no spring chicken anymore.
No. I can't believe you're just starting to realize that.
Well, I'm only saying that because my buddy is an absolute hater. And he called.
Oh, I love him so much.
He called to let me know because yesterday I posted a picture of me working out at the gym. Yes, I did a gym selfie.
The thirst trap is crazy.
I'm trying to hold myself accountable. Trying to hold myself accountable.
Right.
Okay, so anyways, I do not look 41. I don't act it. I don't have a receding hairline. I have a beautiful jawline with a 401k that seems to be tanking at the moment. But overall, it's all gravy, baby. Yesterday, I had a happy hour with friends. I go to the spot, and I panicked. And everyone goes, what's wrong? And I said, I forgot to take my Pepcid AC. I said, I have to make sure I take a Pepcid every morning and every evening. And I forgot. I have to go home, and I have to get it. They're like, you can't leave. You can't go home. I said, guys, you don't understand. They're like, you're going to be fine. What did I do? I had one pretzel stick. I had a cocktail. And in 1 hour, my chest was on fire.
Yeah.
It was on fire. After I left the bar, there were steps going down towards the sidewalk. Well, I missed a step. I threw my back out.
He has a fistful of pills. It's so good.
I am finally starting to feel better, but I can't. I was like, well, it can't get much more worse than this. Or can it?
It's totally downhill from here, to be honest.
I don't know what happened because I feel like it was just yesterday. My friends were working out in the hotel room. We're on spring break in Cancun, Mexico, dousing ourselves in cheap cologne, doing push-ups, talking about sports, talking about women. Mm. Last night, I had a 20-minute conversation about rheumatoid arthritis and celiac disease. How did we get here? How?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the moment the clock struck midnight of my 30th birthday, 7 gray hairs came in my head.
I don't know what happened.
And it was traumatizing for me.
I guess what I'm asking is if you guys, our lovely listeners, can do me the favor of making me feel not so alone this morning and contribute to what's made you feel old, the number is 585-252-9800. Thank you so much.
This person says that, Moose, that happens to me too, so don't feel bad, but I'm also 4 months pregnant, so.
That's not, doesn't make me feel better at all. Doesn't make me feel better at all. Do you remember 2 months ago when I was doing my laundry? I leaned over to look inside the wash machine to see if I forgot anything. Something
tweaked his whole back. You know, it's great because intern Joe can chime in and relate to mostly every topic that we do, but I don't think you can with this one. Well, up until yesterday, we thought you were like 42, so. Yeah.
Go ahead. Humor me.
I ran in a straight line and tore my hamstring off the bone.
You ran
for how long? How long
about
did you
35 yards.
You tore your hamstring right off the bone?
Yep.
Yeah, that's not an age thing. You're just not athletic. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly says, I started to feel old when I realized that 80s music to me is what 40s music was to my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So something that makes me feel really old that I'm clenching onto my youth to try and relate to is just being around any Gen Z ever. Like, I want so badly to be Gen Z. I want so badly to relate. But genuinely, they're speaking a different language. I don't know what the hell it is that they're saying half the time. Crashing out.
Let's go over to Jake. Like
I mean, it's not that different.
It kind of is.
Jake says, I was at a bar and I said YOLO. This older gentleman, probably in his 70s, asked me what that meant. And I told him, you only live once. I said it was something the kids were saying nowadays. And then this 20-something-year-old bartender poked her head out and says, sorry, nobody says that anymore. Oh, that's so tough.
Ooh. Yeah. Yikes. Yeah. YOLO, FOMO. JOMO. I feel like that there's such millennial things. And
what's,
I honestly feel
what's
like
JOMO.
The joy of missing out.
Oh, okay.
Which I feel all the time. I'm like, I would rather be in my bed. But I honestly feel like sometimes when people call me a millennial, like it's kind of a slur. I'm like, are you insulting me?
Natalie says when the cashier at Wegmans didn't ask me for my ID after purchasing a case of beer. I was really bummed out, you guys. I'm 39, but have been told I look 23. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Let's go over to CPS Liz on the line. What's up, Liz?
What up, girl?
Oh, let me figure out.
Oh.
So, I'm 2 years older than you.
You're what?
I'm 43. I'm 2 years older than you. I'm 43.
Okay.
And I, last October, my ankle just decided it didn't want to hold me up anymore. And I, my left ankle, and I ended up smashing my right knee into the pavement.
Oh my God.
And then my face, because my, it stung me so bad.
So,
and,
at 43, your ankle just gave out on you?
Yep. And, like I said, it was my left ankle and then my right knee. And they thought I fractured my right knee because they took an x-ray and it looked like a bone sticking out. But what it ended up being is that was what was left of my cartilage. So now I have no cartilage on my right knee, and it's bone on bone. And due to my age, they don't. I can't get a full knee replacement, but I need a full knee replacement. So for the next 16 years or so, I have to get injections in my knee every 3 months.
What are they doing? Are they giving you cortisone shots?
Well, they tried the cortisone shot like a month and a half after my accident, and it actually hurt me worse than my accident. So then it took them, because that was in October. I got that cortisone shot in November, and it took them until 3 weeks ago before my insurance finally approved me to get gel injections now.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And I had to go three separate weeks, because there's either a one shot you can get or three separate ones. And, of course, my insurance only approves the three separate, so I have to go three separate times, pay three separate co-pays.
Liz, you're falling apart at the seams, my girl.
Do you find it to be
a walker?
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you. Do you find it to be less sexy? Like when you dress up in lingerie, do you think the knee brace adds to?
Well, I don't wear one because I said the damage is so bad I make it worse.
Yeah.
But I do have to wear an ankle brace like every day.
Yeah, that's hot.
Because it's weak.
Oh, yeah, that's so hot. You in an ankle bracelet and a walker coming into the room in lingerie. All right, Liz, we're going to let you go.
Have a good day, guys.
I mean, I never want to hear you complain about being single ever again, because you have people like Liz waiting for you fully.
There's we're asking the question, what finally made you feel old? Look who's here, the most toxic man in Rochester, Big Ed!
I hate it here.
Big Ed says, when I had to think first before bending over to pick something up. Right? Oh, that totally makes sense. And then I'll go over to Jess. Good morning, guys. I realized I was old when I started going to dinner at 5 just to avoid crowds. That's me. That's me. Welcome to the club.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.